Hi, I'm Tsui from Aqua. In this session, we'll discuss how the early development decisions in making container images have a big impact on the security of your overall containerized applications. Let's start with what containers do. Containers are a great way to deploy applications because they instantiate very quickly, they can run on a massive scale across both cloud and on-premise environments. And the best thing of all, there's no finger pointing between development and ops because container images have everything they need in order to run. And the way that this is done is that containers start from a base image, usually a subset of the operating system. So a base image on the Linux side might include a bin directory with a few executables. It might include an etc directory with a password file and so on. On top of that, we overlay the components or the prerequisites that will run the application. So in this case, there could be an op directory with a application server on it, or maybe a Java component or a Node component. And then comes the payload of the application, the thing that we'll actually want to run. And that's how an image is made. If we overlay the base operating system plus the prerequisites to run the application, and then the application itself, we have a complete image. Container images are distributed as is to the hosts that are going to run those containers. And they're distributed without modification. So it's really like taking a USB key or a zip file and sticking it in a server and running the first program that's there. The container engine is then going to take the file system of that image, open it up in a temporary directory, and then use control groups, namespaces, changing the root of that process to that temporary directory, and then containers will have direct access to the operating system resources in order to run the application. The security implications of all of that are that the operating system and the application will come from the image. They're not going to be made by operations, and the vulnerabilities in the base image will be included in the final product. On top of that, you can't really modify or patch a running container. And even if you do, your orchestration will overwrite and reload that container from the image. So anything that we need to do to address the risk must happen before deployment. When we take the application payload, marry it with the base image, build our image, this is where we need to fix the risks before anything gets deployed. So what do we need to look for, and what are the things that impact security when we talk about a container image? The first thing is the security of the base image itself. Then the vulnerabilities in any added open source components. We take the configuration of the operating system into account and then how the application is defined. And then if there's any sensitive information left in that image or the default user of the container has too many privileges, that's not good as well. So a container image has to have both security of its underlying components and of the application configuration in order to run securely in the environment. To demonstrate how selection of components can have impact on image security, I'm going to use the Aqua Container Security plugin for VSTS. This plugin is available to download, and you can add it to your VSTS deployment in order to assess the security of images. We are going to start with a deployment of Nginx on a CentOS OS. If you look at the deployment file has all the necessary steps in order to create the image. We then run a security scanning using the Aqua plugin, and we'll see what is the overall security of this component. So let's run the build. The build is queued. And we can see that the Docker file is being executed. The base image, which is CentOS 7, is pulled. And then the rest of the image components are going to be overlaid on top of that. And in this image, we are really only installing Nginx on top of the underlying operating system using the native installer and package manager for this distribution. Once the install is done, the image is pushed into the registry, and then we can do a scan of the image to see if it's in line with our security practices and what the vulnerability posture of that image is. We're going to publish those results, and in a few seconds, we will have a dump of the vulnerability information from that image available in the VSTS build window. we can see that there are a lot of items that are appearing here because the CentOS OS is a full operating system and has a lot of components. And of course, most of those components have some degree of vulnerability exposure. We can see the summary result in the build in the last part of the output. So this image has 6 high vulnerabilities and actually a few hundred low and medium vulnerabilities. Let's compare that to Alpine, which is really going to do the same thing. Get Alpine as the base operating system and use the native installer of Alpine in order to make an image. So our build is initializing and the Alpine base image will be pulled. And then we're going to use the APK command in Alpine in order to install Nginx on it. You'll notice that this build is much shorter because Alpine is smaller. And also the Nginx distribution in Alpine contains less components than the distribution that comes over the CentOS line. So these are the results of the summary coming out of the Alpine Nginx build. And this build really has no vulnerabilities to speak of. So let's take a look at how these two builds show up in the Aqua console where both these images are registered. So we have our orders web application here, and build 117 comes from CentOS, build 118 comes from Alpine. Let's take a look at the Alpine first. The build that's coming out of Alpine does not have any identifiable vulnerabilities because it's built on Alpine and because Nginx is a very small distribution. In the CentOS image, we have a lot more vulnerabilities. And if we take a look at the vulnerabilities, we can see that actually most of them come from the base image. CentOS 7 on its own comes with 5 high vulnerabilities, 78 medium, and 194 low. And we add a few of them because the distribution of Nginx on CentOS includes some other components that are not included in the distribution on Alpine. If we take a look at the vulnerabilities that we see here, we can see that for a lot of them, there are really no fixed versions. So sometimes vulnerabilities do have fixed versions, sometimes vulnerabilities do not. And a lot of times coming from the Docker Hub, while the base operating system is usually built frequently and is up to date, sometimes if it's a big operating system infrastructure and there are a lot of packages installed, some of those packages may not have vulnerabilities that are fixed by a newer version. So by this example alone, we see that the two things that we wanted to do, which is build two images that do the same thing, result in very different vulnerability posture between these two images. In addition to knowing the vulnerability posture of these two images, organizations might decide that Alpine is a better distribution to build our images on, and maybe we should not use CentOS. What you can do with Aqua is design a policy that would limit the use of an approved base image in your builds. And what we are going to do now is going to establish an image assurance policy that is going to limit any application that we develop from the orders web branch to be only used with Alpine as its base image. So we're going to save this policy. And what we see immediately is that our build from CentOS is disallowed. So in the enforcement side of Aqua, that means that images that come from this branch and any container that tries to instantiate from orders web with tag 117 are not going to run as containers. But let's try to see what the impact is on the pipeline side. So let's run another pipeline with the Nginx and we'll see what the impact is. So we're going to queue another build. And now we have build 119 running. the agent is going to initialize and the process is going to start again like it was before, and we'll see what the impact of the policy change is. So we are now near the end of the build after the image has been pushed, and we're starting the security assessment again. And we are going to get the same list of vulnerabilities that we had when we first scanned the image in the previous build. As we can see coming off the output, in this case, the vulnerability assessment actually caused the build to fail. And that's because as part of the assessment of the vulnerabilities, Aqua is also assessing the use of the base image. And we can see that we have a response here that the image is disallowed. Disallowed is true. And that's because there is a trusted base image issue. And of course, this results in a non-zero response code, and therefore the build has failed. If we go into the Aqua console again, we'll see that there is another build, build 119, and that is disallowed as well. When we talk about the choice of application components, it's not just the base operating system, because operating systems also bring with them different types of distribution. So the distribution of Nginx on the Alpine side is also leaner. And we can see that with the list of packages. So if we go into Alpine here and we list the list of packages that are in the image, we get one screen of packages because it is really, really small. If we go into the CentOS side and we see what packages are in our image, we get a much longer list of packages because we're talking about a full operating system with an Nginx that brings with it a few more components. If we look at the image size, we can see that this image is 351 megabytes, while our Nginx image is much smaller. It is coming in at 6.14 megabytes. So again, for the purposes of making development a lot leaner, the time that it takes to push images, if possible, make your images smaller, build them on leaner distributions, and then make sure that you use components that are really limited to what your container is supposed to do. Another way that Aqua provides this information is it allows developers, even ad hoc, outside the build process, to take a look at images that have been pulled into their environment and see the vulnerability posture and how it fares against policy. So here we have our way to do that. This is a Docker command. You can run Aqua Scanner CLI, which is the client component. You need to authenticate to your local Aqua server by using a username and password. You can define the registry that you want to take the image from and then what image you want to scan. So let's scan Nginx latest and see what we get. We're getting something very similar to what we got from the Alpine distribution, and that's not a chance because the Nginx latest is built on Alpine. And again, we see that there is a very low number of vulnerabilities, just a few negligible vulnerabilities, and those are not going to impact the security of our overall application. In addition to vulnerabilities, Aqua can scan against a few more policy items. So if we go into our full list of images at Aqua, we'll see that we have some images that are disallowed because they have some private information that was left in the image, and that is based on what we call a custom scan. And the result of the custom scan can be anything. And in this case, it's a script that needs to identify some personally identifiable information. In addition to that, you can fail images because you left a SSH key or an SSL key inside of the image. So in this case, this image is failing because there is a SSL key that has been left in a path on the image itself. You can also have an image policy that takes a look at the score of the vulnerabilities. We can take a look at the vulnerability scores either as an aggregate, high, medium, or low, or by the slider for the individual vulnerability. In addition to that, we can take a look at packages. So if we want to blacklist a package in an image, if an image contains maybe a Git client or We have seen Firefox before as a component in an image that it was going to go into a Docker host. We can exclude those as well. So all of these are available as policy items to make sure that the image is compatible with the policies and procedures in the organization, and that we do not introduce too much risk when we deploy an application in a container. The recommendations from this exercise is to always use versioned images from reputable sources as your base images. Or if you use small components like Nginx off the Docker Hub, make sure that you always get the latest one and that the distribution is updated frequently. You can scan often, even outside the pipeline, so that every image that you download can be scanned so that you know what the vulnerability posture of that if you intend to use it as a base image. And always use image acceptance policies so that your security is consistent across the entire organization. Thank you for attending and watching this session. If you want to learn more about vulnerability assessment or what Aqua is doing to protect the container security at runtime, please visit our website at aquasec.com.